I was about to say for real. Yeah.
That one. He's an actual. More so, yeah.
Lime.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, he put out very good music lately, though. Did you see the Grammy nominations? Are the Grammys trying to make up for something? Like the Grammys
are, too black?
Yeah, Grammys are like, hey, white people, we
hashtag Grammys too black.
We gotta give this one
white
to
guy.
Hey, white guy.
Yeah, when Juan Uribe is nominated for four Grammys,
Juan Uribe is the committee now. Juan, what do you listen to? Kendrick Lamar,
Jay-Z, new guy.
Right, hey, new guys, all new guys, Rhapsody. Yeah, the Grammys are like, hey, white artists, we're gonna give you a year off.
You're gonna go sit over here. You're gonna have your own award show.
The blacks are very angry this year, so let's pop a female in there and then give four brothers the noms. Okay, everybody cool with that? All right, everybody go about their business. It's like the award show that you want to break up with every year until it comes back around, then you watch it again. I'm good. I don't need anyone grading my art for me anymore. Like, do you say to yourself, oh man, I like that album more than this one? Why didn't that album win? It's like, it's like listeners who care about ratings.
Like what you like. Right. And you know, that's the thing about art. I mean, a true aesthete would say that there is some art that is objectively better than others. And somebody would argue, no, it is entirely subjective. If you like it, it is good.
That's how I feel.
But there are also some who say that's not really true, that you might like something that is objectively bad.
But you like it.
You're allowed to like. You might like that DMX Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song.
It grew on me. I listened to it two more times.
How many times? Two more?
I listened to it two more times. I'm in. Come on, man. Who do you want to bring in the holiday season with other than X? Darkman X.
Joseph Spence.
Don't you start.
Yes.
Don't you have a war? Don't there be two factions?
Well, Joseph is long dead.
I'm talking about the fan bases.
All right. Well,
you've got Joseph Spence, I got DMX. This show's about to spin off into a whole nother level.
I am rolling with Joseph Spence.
Really?
And Sandy Glore is coming to me.
Which one is funnier?
He's not trying to be funny. That's how he sings. That's how he interprets the song. It's not a comedy bit.
Whatever.
There's plenty of like Christmas comedy stuff.
Weird Al? Does he have Christmas?
Well, stuff? Truth be told, my favorite Christmas album by a mile
is
Vince Guaraldi, Charlie Brown Christmas.
I don't know that I have a favorite Christmas
start
album.
To finish. It's just great music.
Okay.
I used to listen to it with both of my kids during, actually, I hadn't thought about that in a long time. Usually around this time of year when they were little babies and toddlers, we would put it on when they woke up.
Nice.
And
a little holiday vibe.
To this day, it reminds me of them being really, really, really young.
Dan's about to tear up.
Maybe. Vincent Goodwill. That's only because we're about to talk about the Bulls.
Yeah, exactly.
Vincent Goodwill is standing by. He'll be next right after an update. No break. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Rohde. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten basketball at Allstate Arena. Join Chicago's Big Ten team this winter for great matchups with Michigan State, Wisconsin, and more. Tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Not a shouting match, just a little brotherly love is the way Bears wide receiver Josh Bellamy characterized his recent hallway interaction with co-worker Tremaine McBride, which was audible to reporters in the media room in Lake Forest.
Y'all too close to us, man. Like that. Like y'all that close. We love y'all, but y'all too close.
You should also know that. That's right. McBride was cut Tuesday.
Man, that was crazy. I didn't even know that happened. I just came in and you weren't here.
Safety Adrian Amos was a no-go in practice today because of his hamstring, while the team re-signed Chris Prozinski, a safety they cut earlier this year. The Bulls' Bobby Portis says he's had no direct contact with Nikola Mirotic since the punch-out on October 17th, and Portis says he's cool with that. Bulls bounce in Denver tonight. Tiebreaker hockey at the United Center tonight. Blackhawks and Dallas, two teams each with 27 points. Tiger Woods shot a 69 in a real tournament today. 3 under and 3 back of the leader, Tommy Fleetwood. Woods hasn't played in a competitive tournament since February because of his aching back. And college basketball, former coach Rick Pitino suing the University of Louisville Athletic Association for $36, $37.6 million bucks, saying it breached his contract by placing him on unpaid administrative leave without notice and then firing him last month with no legally justified cause. Tino was fired in October in the wake of an FBI investigation of bribery and fraud in college basketball. This scoreboard update being brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. And you've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot, Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max taking care of business. I'm Mark Rohde, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I've been playing this game nine years professional, and I was always good teammates, always professional with everybody, and I'm going to continue to do that. And if I'm here, it's because I want to support the team. He's a part of the team. I'm going to support him too, and I'm going to give him the hands like he will give him hands to me too.
The show goes on!
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Once again, that was Nico Mirotic from yesterday saying that he's going to give Bobby Portis the hands.
He means fist bump.
That's not
Don't
what I heard.
Don't misinterpret what he's saying. He doesn't know the same idiom that you often use.
Did you just call me an idiom?
I did not. All Vincent right. Goodwill is on Twitter at VGoodwill. You can read his work and watch him work at NBCChicago.com, NBCSportsChicago.com. Eventually, I will get used to saying that. Yeah. And he joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Vincent, will this Bulls thing ever not be weird?
No.
Okay.
No, it's going to be weird. I don't know if you guys actually saw all 14 agonizing minutes or listened to it yesterday, but it was painful. I came for us to ask the questions because we have to ask them. Like, from a human standpoint, it's just awkward. It is going to forever be awkward until someone gets traded. And that's basically what should happen. Like, for the betterment of everybody, for the betterment of both of those guys, look, just chalk it up. This year is a thrown year anyway. Just trade Nico in January and get it over with.
Nico still hasn't communicated with Bobby. Nico didn't communicate with the Bulls staff for a while. When does that happen? When does that levee break where Nico says, all right, I'm gonna actually be a teammate again? Or is he going to go about this the way that he has until mid-January, like you mentioned?
I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily going to take that long. I mean, it's more like a icy thaw sort of thing where eventually sort of things will sort of happen. But do I expect him to talk to Bobby? No, I really don't. I don't expect him to talk to Bobby. I don't think anything that he's said or wanted has changed when you talk about the trades. That he wanted it. It's either me or Bobby. I think that's still there. I don't think he's going to be, you know, talking to Bobby now. Maybe, you know, he may give him the hands or a pound or whatever that may be. But that don't mean he want to play with the guy. And yeah, they're going to be on the floor together, you know, with the second unit. But doesn't mean that they're coworkers. They're nothing more. And awkward coworkers at that. Now, do I believe that Nico sort of blames the environment for the situation escalating and turning into what it turned into? Absolutely. Do I think that he's completely wrong in feeling that way? No.
I wonder, too, about as these games go on and as they start piling up these losses, how that begins to change the atmosphere. You know, coming out of the gate, everybody's optimistic out of training camp. But after a while, you get a degree of learned helplessness here. And really, I'm concerned about two guys. And Chris Dunn and Lauri Markkanen, to me, Vincent, outside of all the drama, those are the guys who I think are going to matter. When Zach LaVine comes back, I'll add him to the list, too. So it gives me three people to watch. Watch how they work together. Watch how they can fit into what Fred Hoiberg wants to do. But I'm just wondering if night in and night out, we don't start to see a team say, all right, well, this is the point of the game when we kind of roll over and let this lead swell up to 12 or 15.
We haven't seen that already. I mean, have you been watching the same thing I've been watching?
Yeah,
because I've seen that happen in the first 20 games as is. You're wondering about it. I'm watching it. So I do wonder from a mental standpoint, and I don't think people understand the pain of rebuilding. That's why I told people be very careful about saying we want to trade Jimmy Butler and hit the rebuild button. That sounds so great in theory, but when it's an application and you're talking about guys being in the locker room every night and you're seeing that despair on their faces, knowing that it's really not their fault, they were brought together to lose. All they're doing is fulfilling that obligation. Like, you can't look at this roster and say that you expect them to win more than 15 games in the season. Realistically, Nico or no Nico, LaVine or no LaVine, this is not a roster that's even built for mediocrity. This is a roster that's meant to secure the Bagley. So when you're talking about percent, you've got to figure out what point guard you're going to have going forward. This is the position you can't get wrong, right? And how many point guards have they had since Derrick Rose is gone?
Right.
Five. How many of them have they gotten right? Zero.
Yeah.
Do we know that Chris? Do we know that Chris Dunn is going to be that? So yeah, I wonder about him because I wonder about him mentally. Anyway, coming into the season with what happened with him last year in Tibbs, so I wonder about him to begin with.
So if you're Fred Hoiberg and you've charted your goals for the next couple of years, what's the best case scenario for you as an entity in the NBA going forward?
Coach well enough that when I lose my job, that I can get something somewhere else.
And he wants to remain in the NBA, you think?
Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does. Now, look, I think that, not to say that they're going to fire him or anything like that anytime soon, who knows, but we all know his contract situation. Coaches usually don't wind up getting a second deal unless you're a guy like Brett Brown, right? And Brett Brown made his bones with that Philly team by getting them to play hard. Even when he had a team full of guys who were not NBA players while they were doing multiple years of tanking.
Yep.
That's the only thing for Fred Hoiberg that he can hang his hat on and say, look, no matter if it's with the Bulls, when he goes and talks to Garin Paxson, Michael Reinsdorf, and Jerry, or with any other franchise, he has to be able to say the team played organized, they played hard, and everything else was out of my hands. Can you say that at this point that they consistently play hard? You can't say they consistently play hard. Can you say they play organized? Sometimes. I think you can see his system a little bit more now this year than you could in the past 2 years, and maybe you can see a little bit of glimpses of that. But if you don't have talent, how do you really know if a system is worth a damn?
All
you can judge Fred on right now is the team playing hard consistently, and he's got another 60 so games sort of to build up that resume.
Is it as simple as having a taskmaster next to him? Like a guy or two guys who can be the dude.
How about
who,
a real coach, let alone
crack,
a taskmaster?
That's what I'm saying. A guy who could crack the whip so he can be who he is in terms of the scene setter, the atmospheric guy, the balance, you know, the yin to the bad cops yang, that kind of thing. Does he just need that?
Then you have questions as to who's in charge. And you don't want that. Maybe you already have that. But if it's one thing, whether the coach is a good cop, bad cop, whatever, everybody needs to know from 1 through 15, and even the guys on the bench, that this is the guy that's in charge. You give a little too much rope to the bad cop because you want to play good cop, then people start wondering who's actually running the show. And if you have those questions about you from your players, you've lost respect from your players. If you've lost respect from your players, then there's no point in you being there. So it's not, to me, it's not about Fred being a good cop or a bad cop. It's about him or whatever coach in the league. And you know this, Jason. You've been around the league. Dude, comport yourself like someone deserving of respect. And sometimes that ain't even enough.
Right.
David Fizdale.
When a coach has the ability to limit playing time, the old truth is that that's the ultimate leverage, where a coach can say either you are sitting or you are playing. And I've been curious to watch what's been done with Chris Dunn, because he is prone to unconscionable turnovers, hilarious, yeah, unbelievable scratch-your-head turnovers, and then bouts of some really inspired play when he looks electric and professional and tough. So I'm curious what the proper way is going to be in your world of how to punish him for the bad while also letting him work through it. Like, he's got to learn. You don't try to slide that pass between two people and throw it off the ankles of Robin Lopez and expect him to catch it. You don't let Tyler Ulis just come right up to you and pants you and take the basketball. But when you bench him, he's not going to get – he's a material player on this team. He matters. And I don't know if the punishment is going to do the same job as the coaches saying, look, you know you screwed up, right? Now get back out there and don't do it again, and allow him to actually learn and maybe make the right play immediately the next time down.
Dan, you said it all. You want me to add to that?
I'm just, I guess I don't know that either what he thinks the proper balance, what Fred thinks the proper balance is, or as opposed to what you think the proper balance may be.
Well, here's the thing. Because of the aforementioned, we've gone through five or four point guards of the future and five point guards and some since Derrick Rose has been traded. Don't think the coaching staff doesn't know that. Don't think that Fred Hoiberg doesn't know that Chris Dunn is the apple of the front office's eye. So you can't just operate it in the vacuum of, I have to coach him the way I have to coach him, so I have to put these deterrents and safeguards in place because I want to make him a better player down the line. That may not work when the front office's directive, or at least their objective tacitly, may be to say, this is our point guard. You have to ride with him come hell or high water. My thing is this, guys. Let's figure it out. If it's throw Mitchell Trubisky out there to find out whether he can play or not, why send him on the bench? If Chris, what do you have at this stage? What do you have to lose by throwing him out there? And if he's going to play through his turnovers, sometimes the best way for a guy to learn is to keep him out there and keep getting his ass beat. Not literally, but just saying. Sometimes you got to take that whooping. And whether that's straightening your nose out, if you step in the ring and you get your nose broke and you keep getting beat, maybe that's a deterrent. Maybe sitting on the bench isn't going to do it. Because clearly he got beat down last year by Tom Thibodeau because Tibbs beats on rookies, rightly or wrongly. That's the situation that they inherited. They inherited a player who they knew was broken in a way. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, you can't treat the guy as if you didn't know that was the case and treat him like he's a normal guy at a normal position. That's not point guard. If he's going to have a non-turnover performance, then that's your way of figuring out whether he is or isn't the guy.
What have you learned about the seventh pick in the first 20-some-odd games in Lauri Markkanen?
That he's better than I thought.
Me too.
I'll say that. He's definitely better. When I saw Arizona, and I know a lot of people down there, and they were saying, look, this kid can play. I'm like, let me see for myself. He can shoot the ball. He has really good feet defensively, which makes me think that sometimes you can play him out there defensively at three if you want to have some length and you want to play big on occasion because you have obviously so many bigs relative to swingmen out there on occasion. I'm curious to see how the Bulls develop him more so than just seeing his natural talent, because this ain't coaching right now.
Right.
This is literally Lauri Markkanen playing basketball, just going to a spot, getting open, catching and shooting. He's playing off of natural talent. I want to see how he's developed. I want to see how he's coached. I want to see how he matures throughout all of this process. I was a proponent of Dennis Smith Jr. to begin with. And I stand by that only because if you're talking about the draft and the future and all this other type of stuff, look at everybody that's coming out of the draft. DeAndre Ayton, Marvin Bagley, Michael Porter, all these guys who you're going to have to pick of the litter of, they virtually play the same position or some variation of the same position. So if you're making this draft pick last June with the thought of 2018 in mind, then you have to make the draft pick of 2017 with 2018 in mind.
Really good stuff, Vince, as always. We appreciate you taking the time, man.
Hey, take it easy, guys.
That's Vincent Goodwill, brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. You want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. Dan, I want to talk to you a little bit about what Eric Reed is saying is going on with Malcolm Jenkins, who is the head of a lot of this movement since Colin Kaepernick has been removed, and why Colin Kaepernick was removed.
Yeah, when in doubt, just cut a check and everything works.
Yeah,
get that big checkbook out and say, what do you want to stop making us nervous?
Yeah, it's a bad look for the NFL and the NFL players. We'll talk about it next right here on The Score.
And now another Score 25th anniversary moment.
I got to tell you, how do you like Cutler now? All week you guys blasting him in the media and Mora saying this and Mark saying this about Cutler. How do you like him now? I'm going to tell you something. That's a real legitimate quarterback.
The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka, and The Blind Barber, located on Fulton Market in Chicago.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL is not known for blockbuster trades at the deadline, but this year it happened with Jimmy Garoppolo being sent to the San Francisco 49ers, bringing much-needed hope to the Bay Area. Another tangent of that Garoppolo trade, though, is the problem that it presents for Kirk Cousins. That is, his most likely offseason destination is now moot. I surely thought that he was gone after many tries of not being able to strike a long-term deal with the Redskins. I've always liked Cousins. He's resilient, fiery when he needs to be, and developing into a really good NFL quarterback. His stats speak for themselves. But as this 2017 season sits on the precipice, he now needs to prove the one thing that has eluded him: winning big games that matter. And that starts tonight versus the Dallas Cowboys. At the end of the day, it's how QBs are judged. And for Kirk Cousins, it's probably what the Redskins are waiting to see before they can confidently make him their franchise quarterback. I'm Tiki Barber.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, this is how you do it right here.
The talk. CBS Weekdays.
One of boxing's all-time greats steps into the ring one last time.
Listen to this crowd.
Six-time world champion Miguel Cotto returns to Madison Square Garden.
Hard right hand by Cotto.
As he takes on New York native rising star Saddam Ali.
Hard left hook by Ali.
In the final fight of his legendary career.
Cotto comes back with the left hook to the body.
World Championship Boxing. Cotto versus Ali. Live Saturday, December 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Only on HBO.
He's a six-time world champion, has conquered four weight divisions, and is a future Hall of Famer. On Saturday, December 2nd, it's the last stand for a legend as boxing superstar Miguel Cotto steps into the ring for the final time live on HBO World Championship Boxing. Cotto will defend his junior welterweight title from Madison Square Garden against Brooklyn native and top contender Saddam Ali. Plus, in a battle of undefeated boxers, Ray Vargas faces Oscar Negrete for a super bantamweight championship. Don't miss this historic fight night. Cotto versus Ali, live Saturday, December 2nd. Saturday, December 2nd at 9 Central, only on HBO.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg and the mortgage experts on Team Hochberg. If you secured an FHA loan after June 2013 with less than 10% equity, you'll have PMI for the life of your loan. That's right, you will have PMI for the entire life of your loan. But David has unbelievable news for you. Home values continue to increase, and there's an outstanding chance that you can refinance and eliminate your PMI with Team Hochberg's PMI elimination program. David and the Team Hochberg mortgage experts will perform a free evaluation on your mortgage to determine if your PMI can be eliminated. To participate in Team Hochberg's PMI elimination program, email David a copy of your mortgage statement or call him at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. The Team Hochberg PMI elimination program has saved listeners tens of thousands of dollars. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C43-58, NMLS 1918.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
With AT&T, you get more than unlimited data. You get HBO included for no extra charge and more announcers like this movie trailer guy.
In a world of unlimited plans, AT&T gives you more.
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan. Visit an AT&T store today.
Requires an eligible wireless plan and activating HBO. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits start within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change, streaming, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Now.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
We've both been very high on Mitch. No one can tell you what he is or isn't yet.
He's not a bust. He's not a shoe-in star.
No.
He looks like the early versions of Jared Goff playing out way over his skis, who has a lot of problems.
I mean, this is what it looks like if he's a bust.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
There's a lot of, you know, basic quarterbacking things that he has to learn. And unfortunately, he has to learn on the job. And you don't get a lot of years to figure it out. Hopefully, by the third season is when you begin to see some development from him. It's going to take that long. He's miles away.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Get your home ready for Christmas at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, get up to 20% off major appliances plus an extra 10% from brands like GE, Samsung, LG, and Frigidaire. And get 18-month special financing on purchases made with your JCPenney credit card made by December 5th. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on purchases over $299. Hurry, end soon. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store at jcp.com/appliances for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan, I thought it was weird about a month back or so when Donald Trump made his comments about the NFL, his first comments, his initial comments about the players sitting or kneeling during the anthem and what they needed to do. And all of a sudden, it seemed like players across the league lost sight of what the actual protest was about and started protesting Donald Trump and protesting their ownership groups instead of protesting the injustices and inequalities that Colin Kaepernick had set forth was his, as his mission plan. Well, this from Eric Reed, who Bears fans will actually get a chance to see right here at Soldier Field on Sunday. The 49ers safety, who was one of the first players to actually kneel with Colin Kaepernick after they had the conversation with the Green Beret, who was one of their teammates, and said this would be a more respectful way of protesting. San Francisco 49ers safety Eric Reed, and this is from Yahoo Sports, says he has left the Players Coalition because founder Malcolm Jenkins excluded Colin Kaepernick from meetings and asked players if they would stop protesting the anthem if the NFL made a charitable donation to causes they support. Quote, Malcolm texted me this morning asking if we'd be comfortable ending our demonstrations if the NFL made a donation. At that point, that was the last straw for me. He had a conversation with the NFL. We agreed that multiple people would be part of the conversations with the league, so it just wouldn't be him. He didn't stand by his word on that, and at no point did we ever communicate an agreement with the NFL to end the protest. This is from Malcolm Jenkins. I'm not sure about whether Kaepernick wants to be involved. I saw this as an opportunity to create a group of players that could use their voice together to really make some change. And we still have that opportunity. We've been able to go from protest to now speaking with ownership about something that's never been in place before. We're proud of that, and we'll continue to work with whoever wants to be in that conversation. Reed and Miami Dolphins safety Michael Thomas both sent tweets yesterday saying they were leaving the coalition because they didn't believe Jenkins and former receiver Anquan Boldin, a co-founder, shared their interests. Quote, I haven't been satisfied with the structure of the coalition, of the communication, or the communication Malcolm has been having with the NFL on his own, speaking on behalf of protesting players when he doesn't protest himself.
It's a schism in the movement, and this is common as movements grow and mature.
$100 million on the line here, by the way.
And as they refine their voice, because essentially what they're doing is calling the coalition a sellout, saying that the coalition has now been agreed to be bought off by the NFL. Is like, ah, fine, $100 million and whatever,
and whatever you want. Whose charities right. will benefit
exactly.
from these
whatever,
as well.
Whatever yeah. causes you want, we'll just write a check and we'll shut you up. And here, now here's your money. So sit down and shut up and stop making everybody uncomfortable.
Kind of proving in front of everybody that you were about something other than what you were protesting.
When the point has never been about money,
right?
And you know that with the inefficiency of some of these, say, hey, all right, where do you want me to send money? I'll send money, anything to get you to shut up. I'm happy to cut a check and send you money. That now you're getting a schism where the more activist side of the protester group is saying, let's remember what we're here for. Let's remember what this is supposed to be about. I want to say it was the famous Muhammad Ali quote. He said, if I could walk down the street with only a quarter in my pocket and a briefcase full of truth, I would be a happy man. Always saying that the actual truth and the standing for what you believe in was so much more important than whatever money you had. And I think this is one of those moments where the players are going to have this out and say, what are we doing? You know, were we here to just get bought off? And maybe some of the players like, yeah, I guess we are.
Yeah, so something to keep track of if you have been keeping track of a story that has not only rocked the National Football League, but this country in terms of the conversations that Colin Kaepernick and his protests have started.
You saw that Colin Kaepernick is also going to receive the Muhammad Ali Award as part of the Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year issue.
Yeah, I think if Muhammad Ali was alive, I think he would be proud of the way that Colin Kaepernick has handled himself.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan, Michigan State, and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. It is not sports talk radio that gets to Bears defensive lineman Akeem Hicks after all of these losses.
Get my mom off my back. Yeah, she's the first one to text me after a game, so yeah, it'll be good.
And Hicks has been stuck on 7 sacks for a while now. Danny Trevathan practiced for a second straight day today, while safety Adrian Amos' hamstring not good enough to go, and the Bears bring back safety Chris Przinski. Blackhawks host Dallas 2 hours from right now, 7:30, the same time at which the Bulls will begin in Denver. And Tiger Woods shot a solid 69 today in the Bahamas and is 3 back of the leader Tommy Fleetwood after 1 round. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on. Got a ton of basketball for you tonight. 76ers at Celtics is the national game that I might be checking out. We got Bulls and Nugs, and anytime I can see my guy Nikola Jokic, I'm down for that. And a bunch of college basketball. Big Ten ACC Challenge is still going down. That Notre Dame-Michigan State game pits 2 top 5 teams against each other, so I'll be basketballed out tonight.
Stars and Blackhawks are tied in the Western Conference Central Division with 27 points apiece. They usually play an interesting brand of hockey when they get together, so I will definitely be checking out some of that as well as the basketball. I will be doing some flipping as we're running some errands this evening, trying to catch stuff on the radio as well. I have to say that the football is just not tempting with Washington at Dallas. I don't really think I need much of that.
Are you sure? You waffle a little
bit?
But
it's Cowboys Redskins. You're supposed to like that.
Yeah.
NFC East or something.
Yeah.
Rivalry.
Mm-hmm. Rivalry game. Mm-hmm. Like the Raiders.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm good. By the way, how about Ezekiel Elliott going back to last year and probably snatching that MVP trophy? They can't score without him in the lineup. Dak Prescott looks like a fourth round running quarterback. They are the first team to score less than 10 points in three straight games since the 09 Browns. Think about what that offense was. And Dez Bryant is out there with a walker. Like
it's too bad.
You talk about a dude who got old overnight on you. Watch Dez Bryant play now. Of course, tonight he's going to have 200 yards and three touchdowns. But
kiss of life.
Yeah, man. He is. You know, he's a big physical wide receiver all those years. And then all of a sudden, those injuries start to chip away. Dez Bryant is out there looking like he has no juice. So, yeah, I'll check in on it. Damn it. Who am I fronting on? I'm going to watch it at like 2 in the morning. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. Anthony, what do you got for us tonight?
Now that I'm mathematically out of all my fantasy football playoffs, I'm kind of done with football.
Okay.
So I'm good with that. I'm all basketball. All basketball. I want to see if Ben Simmons can make free throws today.
Yeah, he's, 31 and 19 or something like that? 32 and 19 last night, but the free throw situation, not so hot. But him and Embiid are always a fun watch. Celtics and 76ers. Tanny, what do you got for us this evening?
I'm looking for a new show to get into, and I've done my research, and I've heard people talk about it a lot. It's like every night when I get home, the wife's watching, you know, Project Runway, or she's catching up on 90 Day Fiancé or something like that. So I need something that I can just grab on the tablet and watch, like, you know, in the corner by myself, you know, while she dominates the TV.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, marriage, folks. Yeah. It's great, though. Yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way. So I think I'm going to dive into Netflix's original series, The Punisher.
Yes!
Tonight. It's supposed to be really good. It's one season, it just wrapped up. Well, they put them all on there, but you're starting to see the reviews come out of the entire season.
People
love it. It's got one of my favorite actors. Not favorite, but
a guy from Breaking Bad, right?
John Bernthal.
Oh, no, The Walking Dead. I'm sorry.
Walking Dead. He's in a lot of good stuff, and I just find him intriguing as an actor. I like his work, so I'll probably check that out.
All right, it's not based on the Marvel character.
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
The Punisher.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was the I don't want to give it away, but he was next to the main character in Wind River.
Oh yeah,
that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's a terrific actor.
Yeah, so, he's awesome. Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about now. Yeah.
If you haven't seen Wind River, by the way, if you've got an X1 box from Xfinity, you can actually rent that movie or buy it right now for a small fee. It's all new and popular in your X1 folder. So
yeah, he's
terrific.
He's in Baby Driver too.
Yeah, no,
yeah, he's in a lot of good stuff.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Like, he'll take like a smaller role in a bigger project just to be a part of it, looks like, when he could probably get bigger roles. I think this will be his breakout. But, you know, if you've seen him on Walking Dead, you know he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's the truth. All right, so that's it for tonight. It's on. So you got basketball, you got hockey, and you've got college basketball. And then you can watch some Punisher with Tanny in a corner rocking back and forth like Leo Mazzoni. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show.
This segment brought to you by Simply to Impress Holiday Cards. This year, make custom holiday photo cards at simplytoimpress.com. So many stylish designs to choose from. Get 25% off plus free shipping with promo code TRAFFIC. At simplytoimpress.com. We have a good evening to say because mm-hmm. Lawrence Holmes.
Right there.
Yeah, I know. I know who Lawrence Holmes is.
No, I don't know if you could see him.
At this point, why?
Because there's like three guys in between you and him.
Well, I can see him. I can see Mike Chen.
Is that Mike? No, that's ex-Ike Chen.
What?
Yeah, he's one of those. He's one of those guys that he went to Ohio State and played baseball at Ohio State.
Right. No.
So
he's
one
of
those guys.
Some repute, yes.
He's one of those guys that when Michigan week comes around, you can't say the M in any sentence. Yeah.
God.
He's a gang banging academic. So academia. So he's.
It's
it's gross. Yeah, so that's if you go on Mike Chen's Twitter, that's what you'll see the X instead.
Is that
of
like the Crips that won't say the letter B?
Yeah, exactly.
Of blood
Man. Yeah, that's him. That's good old Mike Chen. Yeah, that kind of guy right there, boy. I tell you, That's Despicable Mike. All right, so we'll talk to that movie. Yeah, Despicable Mike. We'll talk to Lawrence next right here on The Score.
Saturday night, live on The Score. Listen to the Ohio State Buckeyes battle the Wisconsin Badgers in the Big Ten Championship game. Our coverage starts at 6:45. The Big Ten Championship is on the line. Ohio State versus Wisconsin. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
You're busy this time of year and you're always running errands and you've got a list of things to do to make sure everything gets taken care of. And one of those is going to the post office. But who has time? It's busy. There's people sending holiday cards and gifts. But I have the solution for that for you right now. It's called Stamps.com. That's what you should do instead, because Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service, and it's right at your fingertips, right at your desk. And importantly, any day, anytime, Stamps.com always open and right there for you to print postage from your computer, your printer. You put the label on and the mailman picks it up, and there, it just saved you or one of your employees the trip. It's that easy. Stamps will send you a digital scale, automatically calculating exact postage, and will help you decide the best class of mail every time. And you cannot beat this deal right now. If you've got your small business or just you send a lot of mail, maybe there's something you do on the side at home, right now you can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale and no long-term commitments. So try this. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dan, and you get that deal. That's Stamps.com. Enter Dan.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Woo! The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer, just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
Company.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And right now, it is your opportunity for the Winter Slumber Sale at Mattress Firm. It's going on now through December 25th. And it might be winter, but you can get a free box spring when you pick out your perfect mattress. Every perfect night's sleep needs a perfect foundation, and this one is free.
As we tie a bow on 2017, Mattress Firm's year-end closeout is here to help you bring in 2018 in style. You can save up to 70% on your favorite name brand floor samples, including Beautyrest, Serta, and Hampton and Rhodes. And if you're all set on mattresses, you can top it off with sheets, pillows, and any necessary thing that you have in your mind where you can dream of. Or take your sleep to a new level with an adjustable base. Dan has one. Mm-hmm. I have one. Mm-hmm. They have changed the way that I watch TV, read books in bed, sleep in bed. It is the greatest thing ever. You need an adjustable base.
For a limited time, you pay 0% APR for 6 years. You can sleep soundly knowing that you are saving. And this Friday to Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. You get a free pillow and a free mattress protector with any mattress purchase, because everyone deserves a nap over the holidays. Great time to get into Mattress Firm, the Winter Slumber Sale. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
Sundays on CBS. They face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction? We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinion. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
For 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment's brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. Transition brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Look who's here.
It's Lawrence.
Hello.
Hello, man.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. Can I run something by you guys? I threw it out on Twitter. This happened to me in the building today. Okay. So I signed up. It was so funny because I was listening to you guys as I was walking into the building. And it was right at the part where you were talking about the gym.
Yeah.
So I signed up for the gym because for $50.
Can't beat it.
There's no reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this last week. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, it'll be ready. Your ID will be ready to go on Monday. So I went over there just to see if it worked. And it didn't. So then I went over to the building side to ask them to go fix it. And here's what I want to know. Why is it that when you are standing in front of someone at a counter or any sort of customer service, the phone takes precedence over the person who is there?
Like when the phone rings, they don't say hold for a moment and handle you first.
Right. Like, so to speak.
I think that's protocol. Protocol is put the phone call on hold and handle the customer in person. Well, that's like my pet peeve with the lottery cashier versus the regular at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Where lottery, and I talked to somebody when I brought this up before, that according to the best practices of 7-Eleven, lottery is always secondary to a person actually purchasing something, a different item there at the regular cash register.
I just, and it happens in you know, fast food too.
Oh.
So like you go through the drive through, and now I've gotten to the point where they ask me, hey, can you go park over there?
I hate the, can I bring your bag out to
you? Unless you had a special custom order.
Right.
If you said, look, I want a quarter pounder, no onion, you can't complain.
You're not about to put me in the stick-up line.
Right.
Yeah, like, I want to be able to move the way I want to move.
Penalty box.
Oh, my God.
Penalty box.
I'm so happy that you said that because that's, like, my whole thing is I feel exposed.
Without question.
Right there.
You're parked in a fast food parking lot.
This might be one of those things that you don't quite get, Dan, because it's a north side, south side thing, but... Yeah. I feel a little bit exposed when they say, well, can you drive up to stall number two?
Yeah, because it seems like every time you do that, the action is behind you.
Right.
You're always looking at like a wall.
Right.
Yeah.
No, at the Popeyes on 47th and Drexel. I'm not going to do that.
You got to get there as soon as they open, too, because they run out of chicken.
Real fast.
They can't wait to run out of chicken for you over in that joint.
Well, you know, I used to live right around the corner.
Right around the corner,
walk over there and it'd be like, how are y'all out of chicken?
Did you not know that people were going to be purchasing chicken today?
My Popeyes.
No. Addison, the one on Western.
Addison and Western.
That's just blasphemy.
Get out of here.
That's blasphemy.
They said, we're out of chicken. I said, you're Popeyes. You're not allowed to be out of chicken. I'm allowed to be out of chicken. I'm not Popeyes.
You can be out of biscuits. You know,
no, you really
fries.
Can't. Because it's Popeyes chicken and biscuits.
Size.
You can't be out of the biscuits
and
Popeyes.
You can be out of size and still roll me, like, you know, some hillbilly salad, some coleslaw, or something like that.
As long as you're willing to give me something else. So if you say to me, we don't have fries, but I'm going to hook you up with an extra biscuit, great.
Well, now you're talking about next level customer service / food service. When they're like, you know what? Sorry for your wait. I don't know what happened there.
Here's the hookup.
Here's, you know, and don't make it a drink either. No. Give me some food. don't give me three drinks.
Although now, until what? Friday, right? Isn't that when the repeal happens?
Sugar tax?
If you get a free pop now, You're living right, the high
like,
life.
Like 35 cents.
I will say this. If anybody has had the when you're starting to talk about the experience when you're at a register, this experience is called the Bernstein. Because this is what
everybody listening just now just came up with their own experience that they would call Bernstein.
This only happens when you are in a single line with multiple registers. For example, you're checking in at a flight.
Okay,
you're at the airport and your bags are weighed. You've got to go check in at the counter, and the line is snaking through. And there's six or seven different stations. Another example would be the DMV or rental car.
Okay, I'm with you.
Multiple points. Where you're waiting, and there's like this family of 14 people trying to use clothing labels as identification, right? And then there's one other person who doesn't understand the language. Another person's got live goats with them, and you're waiting, and you're just it's
pretty much Bernstein.
Wait, just wait.
Being seething at foreigners.
Nobody's
and members
apparently of foreigners.
At the Miami airport
right,
too.
Exactly. So, and nobody's moving. There's zero movement whatsoever, and you're next. And the line is moving up until the point that you're next.
The family,
and all you need is one person to say, "Okay, next person, come down."
And you're like scanning it like Cyclops, like walking back and forth.
So this is the Bernstein. This is what happens. The one clears out. If they direct the family, security is that way. You're going to go that way. Which way? That way. All of you go that way. And they're successfully shepherded towards security. And all you're waiting is for the person to put their hand up and just give you a little come here. And that person walks away from the console.
It's their time for break.
And goes in, like, through a door.
Yes, and closes that door again.
And
that's right.
You can't leave now. It's my turn.
Yes.
You can't do that. Just tell me, here, next customer. Right. And it's always, like, it finally opens up, and then the person just, like, will turn off the screen and leave.
Quit.
Lunch, or they quit. Like, oh, somebody sends a message. Bernstein's next. Oh, then I'm
out of here.
Or you ever been at Jewel when you're like, oh, okay, I'm going to roll up to this.
We're closed.
And then they close and they put it right on the conveyor belt. You're like, son of a...
Yeah.
You can't do that.
All right, so
That's why I pay for good service.
Jay, good I'm so happy that you said that. I just... Because I do feel the same way. And there's a part of me that feels bad that I feel the same way, but about being exposed when they move you into one of those holding patterns.
No,
it's
I think
like,
about it all the time.
Of course.
Because I don't want
to. It's the drive-through window.
A lot of carjackings in Chicago lately, too.
You seen
yes,
a lot,
a ton,
a lot. Yep.
I didn't like if I wanted to
play games.
Come in if I wanted to park my car. No. I would have parked my car and walked in.
Because what's gonna happen? You're not gonna move my car for me, so we're gonna hang out right here. I'll roll my window down. You can hear the music. I mean, we are about to do this transaction the way that it was meant to be done.
Now, I've been told that what happens is that the people, and this is where I feel bad, that the people that are there, they are judged by how quickly the line moves.
Right.
So if they move, even if they have to move you out of the line into the place where you're going to get jacked, their job performance is seen as being better than me waiting there.
I'm
so
sorry, you're going to have to move to one of the carjacking spaces.
Right, exactly. Right. Carjacking port one or two. You get to keep your chain in port two.
Just tape it to your skin, you'll be okay.
I'm good. What do you got for us tonight, brother?
Tonight, I am going to talk some baseball and college football. I'm going to talk with James Fegan of The Athletic about the Abreu Red Sox stuff. So we'll discuss that. By the way, great column today, Dan, about Ohtani.
Thank you.
I've had about enough of Babe Ruth. I've had about enough.
Oh wow!
I've had about enough.
Read Joe Sheehan's full piece tracking what happens with Japanese pitchers of whatever their reputation.
Here for the novelty.
Whatever their resume. No,
I saw Brooks Kieschnick up close.
What are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
What are you doing?
Japanese pitchers have almost all their value in even the forget the two way thing. Forget that. Even if he's just a pitcher. Chances are value is going to be his first 2 years, and then he's some combination of hurt and bad.
So he's going to join me. We'll talk White Sox. Chris Childers of ESPNU.
Typical Asian motion.
I don't know about that. We're going to talk about college football because there's so many fun stories with college football right now. I'm going to shout out some of the IHSA state championship teams.
My man. Do that. Shout out to Phillips and Matt Bowen's team, ICC Prep.
Thanks to our guests, Zach Zaidman, Pete Futek, Brian Hamilton, and Vincent Goodwill today. We thank the producers, Anthony Gill.
John took three trips to Vancouver. I took two. And had to go back. And we were doing Knicks. And the reason I took two versus three is Dog went for the first two games of the Rangers series with Vancouver, and I stayed with the Knicks for games 6 and 7 of Indiana series. And Dog was in Vancouver, I was with the Rangers, I was with the Knicks, he was with the Rangers.
A hell of a story. I should mention the video director, Brian Gertz.
And then when the Rangers lost 5, then I went out there, and then we went, well, Dog went to the last game of the series before Vancouver, then went to Vancouver, and I went with the Rangers, I went with the Knicks, and then I went out to Vancouver, and then went back to Vancouver for game 6. So I went there for 3. Dog was there, I guess it was game, the series before, and then it was, which was closing out, and then he was with that, and I was with the, wow. Knicks.
Good to see he settled back into Popeness after the Eli Manning stuff.
The Pope giveth and taketh away.
Mike Francesa's itinerary minute.
Bob Pulford all of a sudden.
That was awesome. Audio overlord Chris Tannehill.
There was a time I was at the Knicks for game 7 Indiana, and he was at the Rangers, and then I did make 2 different trips to Vancouver, and game 6 Vancouver, Dog and I, after the game, went right to Houston for the Knicks Houston. So, I mean, it was crazy. And then, obviously, we know what happened game 7 with the Rangers. But game 7, and Mark thought I meant game 7, the Vancouver series. Game 7, Devil series, was actually the most intense I ever felt the Garden in my life.
Millions.
That might have been the most tedious 2 minutes of human conversation that's ever occurred.
Millions of dollars. All right, Lawrence Holmes is coming up. For Dan Bernstein, Brian Gertz, Anthony Gill, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for listening to the show and listening to 670 The Score.
I say, man, I won't go home, man. Man, I say, man, I won't go home.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The entire Bears organization is our fridge. It stinks. Everybody keeps waiting for it to, like, clean itself up.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sundays on CBS, they face the nation.
Vice President Mike Pence starts off our broadcast. Did any advisor or anybody in the Trump campaign have any contact with the Russians who are trying to meddle in the election? Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, what do you tell Democrats who want a new direction?
We sat down with Defense Secretary James Mattis.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
John, that is a very fair question.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinion.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the President of the United States.
Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Sundays on CBS.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now is the best time to buy at Napleton's Valley Hyundai in Aurora. They're offering huge savings on remaining 2017s. Right now, get 20% off MSRP on new 2017 Santa Fe Sports that all come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Check out NapletonsValleyHyundai.com.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
MSRP may not be priced at which vehicle is sold in trade area. Offer good through 11/30/17. See dealer for details.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you. However you excel, excel in style.
Time to excel.
With AT&T, you get more than unlimited data. You get HBO included for no extra charge. And more announcers, like this movie trailer guy.
In a world of unlimited plans, AT&T gives you more.
Get HBO included for no extra charge with your AT&T Unlimited plan. Visit an AT&T store today.
Requires an eligible wireless plan and activating HBO. After 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may experience slower speeds. Benefits start within 2 bills and may be billed and then credited. Channels and offers subject to change, streaming, and other restrictions apply. See att.com/unlimited for details.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Can you coach it to closer proximity to a Super Bowl? To me, it's not about the record. That's all I ever say with every game, every transaction, every outcome. Regardless of the record of the team, are you closer to winning a championship? And if Mitchell Trubisky is good, the answer is yes.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays.